Spirit, one God. I mean, today is the 26th day of the blessed month of October. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord. O my brethren, amen. On this day, the Church commemorates the martyrdom of the 49 elder priests of Shehit, and also Martinus, the envoy of the emperor, and his son, Emperor Theodosius the Less. The son of Emperor Arcadius did not have a son. He wrote to the elders of Shehit asking them to pray to God to give him a son. Saint Isidore wrote back to him saying that God did not will for him to have a son who take part with the heretics after him. When the emperor read the message, he offered thanks to God. Some people advised to marry another wife to have offspring from her who would inherit the empire after him. He responded that he could not do anything except what the elders of Shehit commanded. Then he sent to the elders of Shehit an envoy whose name was Martinus to consult with them about that. Martinus had a son named Zaius, who accompanied him on his visit to the elders in order to receive their blessings. When they arrived and the elders read the message, they took the messenger to the body of Saint Isidore, for he had departed. They called on him, saying, "Our father, we have received a letter from the emperor. We have received a letter from the emperor. What shall we answer to him?" A voice came from the pure body, saying, "What I had said before, I also say now, that the Lord will never give him a son to take part with the heretics, even if he marries 10 women." The elders wrote back to the emperor, recounting what they had heard. When the messenger wanted to return, the pagan barbarians attacked the monastery. One of their great elders, whose name was Saint Ioannis, called upon the brethren and said, "The barbarians have come to kill us. Whoever amongst you would like to become a martyr, let him stand, and whoever is afraid, let him hide inside." Some of them hid, but he remained with 48 elders. The barbarian slaughtered them all. Martinus and his son were in hiding. The son looked up and saw the angels placing crowns of glory on the elders who were killed. The son said to his father, "I see spiritual beings putting crowns on the heads of the elders. I shall go to receive a crown like that." His father replied, "And I also shall go with you, my son." Both revealed themselves to the barbarians who killed them, and they received the crowns of martyrdom. After the barbarians had gone, the monks who were hiding in came out, took the bodies, and they placed them in a cave where they sang every evening. Some people from the city of Betanon came and took the body of Saint Ioannis and returned with it to their city. After some time, they returned the body to its place. Also, people from Fayum stole the body of Zaius, son of Martinus. And when they arrived to Lake Fayum, the angel of the Lord returned it back to its place beside the body of his father. The elders tried many times to move the body of the son, Zaius, far from the body of his father, Martinus, but could not. Every time they moved it, It goes back to the side of the body of his father. One of the fathers heard during the night. Praise God! We were not separated in the flesh, nor are we separated when we are with Christ. Why do you want to separate our bodies? When persecution became rampant and the attacks of the wilderness continued, the fathers relocated the bodies to a cave built beside the church of Saint Macarius. At the time of Emperor Theodosius, the 33rd Pope of Alexandria, they built a church for them. When Emperor Benjamin, the 38th Pope of Alexandria, came to the wilderness, he arranged a feast day for them on Amshir the 5th, which was the day of the relocation of their bodies to their church. After a long time had passed, the church building deteriorated, and they moved them to one of the cells. Later, Ibrahim al-Guhari built a church for them around the end of the 18th century, where they placed the bodies of the saints. The church is still in existence today in the monastery of St. Macarius. The cell in which they were kept is known today in Coptic as the cell of Ehmepsit. Ehmepsit means the 49th. It is called Ehmepsit, or the cell of the 49. May their prayer be with us all. Amen. On this day also, we commemorate the departure of Saint Anastasia. She was from a noble family in the city of Constantinople. She was very beautiful and had good characters. Emperor Justin, who was married, wanted to marry her. She refused, went and told his wife. The empress sent her to Alexandria on a private ship and built her a convent outside the city and named it after her. When the emperor knew where she was, he sent for her, but she escaped and hid herself in the wilderness of Shiit, disguised as a prince. She met with Saint Daniel, the archpriest of the wilderness, and revealed her story to him. He brought her to a cave and asked one of the elders to fill her water pot once a week. Place the pot on the door of the cave and leave. She remained in this place for 28 years without anyone knowing that she was a woman. She used to write her thoughts on pieces of pottery, قطع من الخزف, and leave them at the door of the cave. The elder who brought her the water used to take the pieces of pottery without knowing what was written on them and give them to Saint Daniel. One day he brought a piece of pottery to Saint Daniel, who wept when he read it, and he said to his disciple, "Come with me now to bury the body of this saint." When they entered her cave, they received blessings from each other. She said to Saint Daniel, "For the sake of God, bury me with what I have on my body." Then she prayed and paid them farewell and departed in peace. They wept and buried her. As a disciple was preparing for her burial, he found out that she was a woman, and he marveled in silence. After they buried her, they returned to their place. The disciple knelt before Saint Daniel and said, "For the sake of God, tell me her story, for I found out that she was a woman." The elder told him her story, that she was from one of the noble families of Constantinople, and she, and how she surrendered herself to Christ, forsaking the vain glory of this world. May her prayers be with us, and the glory be to God forever. Amen.